The great Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has related in his book Sharh al-Sudur fi Ahwal al-Mawt wal-Qubur. He says that the ulama are right, that in general there are four reasons and four causes for a bad ending. Four causes as a result of which a person will be disgraced at the time of death. And he mentions them. At-tahawun bis-salat, number one. Number two, shurbul khamr. Number three, ukukul walidain. Number four, idha'ul muslimin. And you know what? Finding anyone that doesn't commit at least one of these sins in this day and age, we'd be lucky if we found someone that to some degree doesn't commit these sins. At-takasul bis-salat. The first one he mentioned was at-takasul bis-salat. Laziness with regards to salah. You know, just being lazy, not neglecting, not missing. Having a lazy attitude, just like the munafiqeen had at the time of Rasulullah. وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى. Having a lazy attitude towards prayer is something that will bring about a bad death. My friends, never mind laziness with regards to salah. Look at our masajid. Our masajid are empty and they are crying. Our masajid are beautiful, but they are deprived of the real beauty, and that is obedient servants of Allah prostrating before the Lord of the Arsh and Kursi five times a day. How many people will you find in this day and age, my young friends? Never mind asking anyone else. Let us just ask ourselves. How many people will we find from amongst us? From the day Allah made salah an obligation upon us, it became farz upon us, the day we reached puberty to this very day, who from amongst us can say that we've offered every prayer just as Allah ordained and just like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do? Who from amongst us can say that we've never missed a single prayer? The reality is, in this day and age, these type of people we can count on our hands. There is no obligation bigger than this. Open the book of Allah. How many times has Allah mentioned the word salah to remind us? Every second page, every third page, my young friends, you will get a reminder with regard to salah. Allah says, He tells you your purpose in creation. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. There is only one reason and one reason why I created you. Why I placed you in the dunya. I created the dunya for you. I created everything within the dunya for you. But you, my young friend, I created for myself. I created you just to see. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who from amongst you will acknowledge me as Allah and he will bow down and prostrate and fulfill his purpose in creation? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. The biggest obligation in Islam, open the hadiths of Rasulullah. You will find hundreds of hadiths. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked the question, أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ كَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ وَسَلَّمْ. O Messenger of Allah, tell me, which is the deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most of all? The answer would be, my young friends, As-salatu ala waqtiha, to read salah in its correct time. This is the deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most of all. And if this is our situation and condition with regards to the biggest obligation in Islam, that we struggle to fulfill this obligation, yet, my friends, anything else that we don't struggle with. The next thing he mentioned, shurbul khamr, taking intoxicants. Well, tell me, my young friends, who from amongst the youth today doesn't take a spliff? Who from the youth doesn't take a spliff? Balki spliff, my young friend, you will find people with beers who read in the front surf, but in their gatherings they'll be taking spliff and they don't even consider this haram. They don't even consider the haram. What's the difference between two? This is khamr, this is khamr, this is haram, this is haram, this is cursed, this is cursed. Ukukul walidain, disrespecting mother and father. Today all mothers and fathers are crying that they don't even have control over children as young as five. You know, as young as five, they will turn around and look up at their mothers and fathers and say, hey, who are you to tell me to do this? Who are you? They will answer back. He says, I went to a tribe, there was a tomb near this tribe, and after Asr, this grave opened. And he says, a man came out of this grave. His head was that of a donkey, and his body was that of a human being. He came out of the grave, he hoed three times like a donkey. Three times he hoed like a donkey, and after this he went back inside the grave and the grave closed. He says, I asked the locals with regards to this individual as to who he was and why Allah was punishing him in this manner. So he says that the locals informed me that this young individual, he would take alcohol, he would drink. He had the habit of drinking. And when he would drink too much and he would return home in the evening to his mother, just as our mothers do, you know, when we're out and having a good night out, haven't told our mothers, our mothers are sleepless, they're not even sleeping. When he would return and she would see him intoxicated, to save him from Jahannam and the fire of hell and the punishment of the Akhirah, she would give her son Nasiha and she would say to her son, oh my son, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay well away from this thing, al-khamru jumma'i al-ithm. This is the mother of all evils, Ummul Khabayth. Oh my son, rizsu min amali shaitan is a filthy thing, is from the handicraft and works of the shaitan. فَاجْتَنِبُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ. Oh my son, if you want success, if you want to go to paradise, then don't even go near this. Oh my son, do you not realize this, the shaitan through this wants to stop you from the dhikr of Allah and wants to stop you from prayer. When she would give her son to see it in this manner, you know what he would do? He would turn around to his son and a mom and say, oh mom, stop hee-hooing like a donkey. You know what? The exact same thing happens today. This particular individual used these words. My friends, we use words which are rife in this day and age, which are no different to the words that he used. What do youngsters turn around to their mother and father when their mother and father are saving them from Jahannam and the fire of hell and they're giving them nasiha? What do their sons turn around to their mother and father and say? Oh mother, get off my back. You're always breathing down upon me. You don't give me a chance to breathe. You're always coming on top of me. This is what the youngsters utter today. My friends, there is no difference between this and what that individual uttered at that time. Remember, after Asr, that young individual died. And after Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in such a manner. This hadith was related in front of a masters of a hadith. Not one single master rejected or questioned it. The last thing is that al-Muslimin, troubling the believers in whichever form it may be, whether it's swearing at someone, you've taken qarz of someone, you've borrowed some money from someone, irrespective of how you trouble a believer, whether it's through slandering, backbiting, whatever it may be, my young friends, this is a cause for a bad death. We need to refrain from these four sins, which the ulama in general as believers, we need to refrain from all sins. But especially these four, which Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, are in general a cause of a bad death.